Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lindsay Barney, and she is a district forester. Good morning to you, Lindsay.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Lindsay, I understand there's going to be a couple of men walking around looking at trees. What's that all about?
Yes, the City of Atlantic is having two gentlemen complete a community tree inventory. They're specifically looking at for species and the average health of the trees. In particular, they're going to be looking for symptoms related to emerald ash borer and other forest health issues.
When you say they're going to be looking at trees in general, this sounds like something that could be beneficial long range, not and I shouldn't say just, but the ash borer is what's all has made this happen. But couldn't this be beneficial down the road?
Absolutely. It not only will the community as a whole know the average health of their trees, which helps them plan for replacements down the road, but when you know the species percentages of your community, and in western Iowa we tend to be a little bit heavy in maple and ash, then we can plan ahead and start diversifying the community tree canopy. So in case we do get another forest health crisis, if you know your listeners remember Dutch elm disease, we don't want to lose a whole species that makes up our town, and that's a threat with emerald ash borer and then maple also. So we're looking at diversifying that forest structure.
Now, will these folks be looking at private trees as well as those that are public property?
No, they will only be in the city right-of-way, which is that distance between the sidewalk and the street. And if there's not a sidewalk in front of the home or the property, they'll have to pace in, figure out where that line is. And they'll also be running through the city parks. A lot of them have been completed already, but, you might see them in the park.
Okay. But saying that, I think that it could be helpful to homeowners if, when this is all done, if somebody's going to plant a new tree, they might want to take a look at what the population is of various trees.
Right. And it's always good to think about if they're going to plant on in the right-of-way, if that's what the city ordinance allows, or if they're going to plant in their own yard. Thinking about what your neighbors have for tree species and thinking about getting something a little bit different but is native and adapted to our environment. And, you know, if anyone has questions on what's suited to Atlantic or the county, they can always call me. But there are several trees that people use that just they just don't make it in the long run. And pin oak's one of the first ones that comes to mind that a lot of people like because it's fast growing, but sometimes has iron deficiency issues down the road. So.
And a tree is a long-term, or should be a long-term investment. You don't want it to die, and we pay good money for a lot of trees, especially if you want one that's good size. So it's an investment that maybe you want to take a little bit of care deciding. So Lindsay, you mentioned they could call you. Let's talk about phone number or web and or website, or, you know, various ways that you can be contacted.
Okay, my office number here is 712-482-6245. I'm based out of Oakland, and they can email me, too. I'm usually out in the field during the day, but my email address is Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, .Barney, my last name starts with a B as in Bravo, B-A-R-N-E-Y, at DNR, as in Department of Natural Resources, .Iowa, .gov, as in gov.
And, you know, I'm guessing a lot of times when I go, I don't remember all that. I'm guessing if they just put in their search engine Iowa District Forester, you might have a list of you folks to come up.
Right.
An easy one to remember. And a good place to get information if you, again, if you're going to invest in a tree, maybe you want to get the best information you can. So, Lindsay, let's talk a little more. We've been here now for a couple of years. The emerald ash borer is in Iowa, it's coming to Iowa. Where'd it come from, and what's the problem? What does he look like?
A lot of our forest health issues seem to arise from some kind of transport of a invasive insect or a plant from a different country. And it's not knowingly done, but we have so much traffic between foreign countries and with how we import goods. And so it just makes sense that some things like this would happen. Mm-hmm. The thought is that Emerald Ash Borer came to the United States in untreated, undried pallet or shipping material, and came in the port probably around Detroit, where they've got heavy hardwood forests, and then it's been spreading from that area ever since.
So, Lindsay, what I hear you say, it wasn't the item being imported that was a problem, it was how it was being transported on
Correct.
The pallets.
It's interesting. The packing material.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. So that brings those, as you say, problems from all over the world, because we do lots of importing. So if somebody has an ash tree on their property, you know, do they go look for an ash borer, or what do they look for in terms of being concerned about that tree?
One of the biggest things that I look for in Western Iowa, because we don't have a lot of the symptoms the rest of the states do.
Interesting.
And maybe our trees are more resilient out here and they heal themselves up. So we're only usually seeing dieback in the tree. So the upper crown of the tree might have several large branches that are dying back. Or you might see it accompanied with woodpecker damage, and we call that flecking. So if you see a white patch in the upper part of your tree where the woodpecker has been flaking off that outer bark, that's a red flag to us, because we know that our native woodpeckers are pretty good at finding it. They just have a hard time finding the insect in the tree, you know, and that's why they're flecking all the bark off. So
be aware, be watchful, I think, if you have ash trees. Now, also, I hear that there are preventive measures or cure measures, and some question marks raised about those. Do you want to mention anything about that, Lindsay?
Yes. The first thing to do, we call it triage, no pun intended, but you're looking at the tree as a whole. If it's a healthy tree and it's shading your house, it's in good structural condition, then you can start thinking about, hey, is it worthwhile to invest in this tree with other measures. If it's poor quality, and sometimes green ash can just be a poor quality tree if it hasn't been maintained, you might consider just letting it go until we've got a crisis, and then budgeting to have it removed at that point, because it's not worth other measures. Now, these measures could be treating the tree with an insecticide. Iowa State does not recommend doing preventative treatments until EAB has been found within 15 miles of your location, which would not be the case for us yet. The closest counties would be Adams and Boone. And so you can talk to arborists about which treatment is best for you, but people should know that a lot of these insecticides, whether they're applied as a drench or on the bark, or if they're put into the tree itself, can have repercussions on native insects. You know, we're mostly concerned about bee populations, our pollinators.
Yes.
And there are restrictions if they do that themselves and with an arborist in how many trees they can treat per acre.
And it's not inexpensive. Right? I mean, there's a cost to this. This isn't going to be something.
Yes, and they have to weigh that. What's the cost of treating your tree for 10 years or whatever the projected time is that this insect's believed to be populating Iowa, or, you know, versus removal and replanting?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cost calculator from Purdue University's website where a landowner can go in and say, this is the diameter of my ash, this is the overall health, what's going to be the pros and cons financially of keeping it versus removal and replanting.
Okay, bottom line, Lindsay, is there anything that we haven't mentioned that people need to know? What's going on?
I would say one of the best things they could do, and especially with forest health, is think about make a strong effort to not transport firewood or wood products if you don't have to, especially if they're coming out of a timber where you know there's a forest health issue. And you know that goes beyond ash. You can transport oak diseases and other insects that can hurt our woodland trees. So just think about when you're traveling across the country for the rest of the summer, buying your firewood where you're going camping, or trying to keep it as local as you can.
Okay, good advice, Lindsay, and we appreciate all the information. We've been visiting with Lindsay Barney, and she is the district forester. Until next time, here's a thought. If you think in terms of a year, plant a seed. If in terms of 10 years, plant trees. In terms of 100 years, teach people.